Lord, we lift you up. You are magnificent. We magnify your name. You are holy. You are loving. You are gentle. You are a humble God. A humble God. We can't make that up, Lord. Lord, I praise you and thank you for everything that you've done in my life and the life of people who believed and called upon your name. In your name we praise you. Amen. This is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And I'm going to jump right into the word. 1,000 or so years before Jesus Christ came on the scene, look what was written about him. Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah from chapter 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people, to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Praise God. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, that he would render himself as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you. You know, the Lord is, it's real. He really went to the cross for you and I. He really laid down his life for you and I, so that we could have a life abundant forever. Forever. There's no more guilt, no more shame, no more trying to make life work on your own, no more trying to get closer to God by your own deeds. It's what he did. He will justify many. He will declare the generation. It's him. It's him that saves us. Walk with him. The Lord is good. He is good. Stick close to Jesus. Worship him. Lift him up. Fix your eyes on him and watch him change your life. He will melt your burdens. He will melt them. It's not just, you know, it's not just fancy religious talk. It's real talk. He changed my life. I know he changed my life. Anyone who knows me, just who know me all my life, you know, 7 years ago, when I saw him, when that movie The Passion of Christ came out, I was there and I saw them push him. I saw them smack him. And I said right then and there, oh my, they're hitting God. They're punching God in the face. They're spitting on God's face. I didn't know what to think. I mean, at that point, I was just in the world and just, I was thinking that the whole world was about getting my needs met and getting my pleasures met and just being the best that I could. And then when I saw what Jesus went through, I said, he's just not, this isn't just a good man. This isn't a prophet. This is God. God incarnate who sacrificed, laid down his life. So I just pray that you would see that the sacrifice was made for you, that you could be saved and walk forever in Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Lift the Lord up and be blessed in him. Continue in him. Continue in him. Worship him and enter into the abundant life. Amen.